My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Four total gold medals for the U.S. right now. No, seven silvers and four bronze.
But they don't give out a medal to the team that first, second, third, right? So what's the difference? Does the medal count really matter?
Well, of course. That's what you pay attention to, Andy.
Oh, is that why?
It's like the standings.
Oh, you mean something they can sell. That's what you're trying to say.
I'm just telling you who's won the medals here.
But do they matter? Like, if you win...
Well, of course. Why are you going, Andy?
Why don't they give everybody a gold if you are number one in medals?
You mean like...
on the entire team.
Overall team championship?
Yeah.
Dan...
yeah, bud.
Should we turn left to get back on the road? Or what
you just gave
do?
Me the medal standings. I'm just here? Telling you, when I hear medal standings, that's what I think.
So you think everybody who went representing Japan, if they win the most medals,
yep,
should get a gold medal,
yep,
because Japan won the most medals?
All the athletes, the coaches, everybody,
so you win
trainers.
A medal, you win a medal for winning medals.
Yes.
Is that a new event?
Or maybe a trophy? Like the President's Cup in the Big Ten?
You go home and put it in the showcase of your local high school?
Hey, whatever it takes.
You get one for everybody?
No, you put it at the Japanese Training Center.
Are you enjoying the Olympics so far?
I actually am enjoying the Olympics. I've been watching a ton of the Olympics. A ton. Rugby sevens, volleyball. I'm more into the Olympics this year than ever before. And do you want to know why, Jeff?
Andy, I'd like to know why you're more into the Olympics this year than ever before.
Because I have Peacock. That is why. And when I want to watch the games, I watch the game.
Yeah.
If I want highlights, I see highlights. I don't have to put up with the network trying to stretch me out into a second quarter hour so they can get better ratings. I do like the stories that they tell sometimes behind the scenes, but I like them when I like them, not based on their tape delay. So thank goodness for Peacock.
Well, I also have Peacock, which, by the way, has raised its rates by $2 since the Olympics started.
That's why you should have got in before.
Well, I did, but they've raised their rates.
Okay.
I've not yet turned on Peacock for much Olympic coverage, just a touch.
Shame on you.
I've left it on the network, and I'm disgusted by it. I've had enough. Snoop Dogg can be fun, okay? Martha Stewart thinks he's a hoot. I think he's a hoot. I don't need Snoop Dogg doing commentary and having my Olympic coverage around Snoop Dogg. I also didn't need Colin Jost. I'm talking to surfers and doing a surfing bit yesterday. And I didn't need, is it John Mulroney, who's now Olivia Munn's main man?
Yeah. He's funny.
John Mulaney.
Mulaney. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. John Mulaney was on yesterday with a live interview with Mike Tirico on the network, or at least it, you know, was appeared to be live. And poor Mike Tirico, because he starts going, John does, and he said, yeah, I had money on this one. And he starts talking about betting the Olympics. And then he said, I'm down 175,000 so far, and Tirico just went. So in the volleyball competition, Mike was like, he pulled the basket. He yanked it hard to the left.
Oh, he pulled the basket?
But he got out of the gambling stuff real quick, and Mulaney was just kind of going. He's got to have something going for him, Olivia Munn.
The only thing that I've watched that hasn't been competitive related is the Kevin Hart, Kenan Thompson recap. Yeah. Which they, I saw the first one. I think the second
wasn't
one.
Wasn't it Snoop Dogg and
Snoop
Kevin
wasn't
Hart?
In there.
No, Kevin Hart, the last Olympics?
Yes, yeah. They had a blooper reel of Kevin from the last Olympics. It was awesome. It was awesome. But the show is missing something. I can't put my finger on it. And they joke about the fact they're in Van Nuys, California, you know, Los Angeles, and not there, not in Paris. Super funny. It had a little bit for Kevin Hart. And by the way, there's no holds barred on that when it comes to language. So just beware if you're watching. It's funny. It's funny, but it's missing something. It has the qualities of a late night talk show, but the rhythm is off. And the first one, but then again, I think they pre-taped. This was taped before the Olympics. They had an interview with Michael Johnson. So
I've enjoyed watching swimming. I always like watching swimming at the Olympics. The women's gymnastics was big all over the network last night, which of course it is. It's a huge ratings draw, and you know it might be the biggest ratings draw. I like all the stuff leading up to things. It's enjoyable to me. The Olympics really become a big deal when they start track and field. I love track and field at the Olympics, so I'm really looking forward to that. The other stuff is all kind of fun. The one thing about the Olympics, if you're in our buddy Ted, who does all of our great spots here, Ted said, I don't want to see LeBron and Steph Curry. He said, I can see them all the time. It's an interesting point, and I think some folks feel that way.
Did you watch the game? Did you watch any of the game?
No.
Okay, did you see the highlights?
No.
Dwayne Wade was on the call. I thought Dwayne Wade was good. I thought he was really good.
Was he?
Yeah. I think he's going to be, I'm assuming he'll be doing games for NBC.
I would think so.
Yeah, I thought he was good. I thought he was really good. The other problem
he made a comment, though, that apparently has not gone over real well on social media.
Oh, what did he say? I must have missed it.
About pronouns.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just passing.
Oh, he was
that
just
along.
Talking. I mean, basically all he was saying at that point, and I'm not trying to, I mean, I don't know. He was talking about Kevin Durant, and he was just basically saying he is the man.
Yeah.
He played great yesterday.
Apparently it didn't go over well. Jason Tatum did as well. Oh, wait a minute. He didn't play.
I was about to say.
If you're Steve Kerr, think about that. And I give Steve a lot of credit. It must be a Steve thing because it's Steve Kerr. It's Steve Vogt, even though nobody calls him Steve. Steven Vogt. Have you noticed that? Nobody calls Steven Vogt Steve.
No, I was.
You know why? It's Steve Vogt. That's tough.
That's okay. I heard David Njoku get called Dave today.
Jeff Phelps.
I was like, what?
You know, the F and the PH is the same as the V in Steve and the Vogt. Steve Vogt, that's tough. But you know how Steven Vogt puts together a lineup to beat the starting pitcher that day? That's his thing, which, interesting approach. I like it.
I do, too.
Steve Kerr did the same thing. And he went to Jason Tatum and said, hey, we're playing Serbia. They have Jokic. I'm going to need all of our centers. So they're all going to play. And you're probably not playing this game. Can you imagine that?
He told him that before the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, but think about it. You're so good. You're so deep. And you're matching up, and I like this, you're matching up to win that game.
Right.
Hey, Jason, we know that, you know, you're the NBA champion, and despite what, you know, Jaylen Brown might think, or anybody else, you're the best player on the best team in the league, and you're terrific. You're not going to play this game. But next game, we're playing South Sudan, and they have a lot more wing players, and you'll be out there a lot. And I give Tatum, and I give the rest of the guys credit, Andy. If you're going to be on Team USA in basketball, you got to check the ego at the door. And, hey, we're matching up to try and win this game. So, good for you. Way to get her done. And they did. So, good for them.
Here's my question. So, I saw I saw some people complaining, why didn't they put him out there in garbage time at the end? Do you want to play in garbage time?
No, he was cold. You know, hey, going out, try not to pull a hammy.
I mean, they're up, what, 110? Or they won the game 110-84, right? Isn't the final? Yeah, it
was like 110-84. I mean, these guys don't need to play in garbage time.
Yeah, I don't know. Would you rather play in garbage? I got to be honest. I'd like to get, if I were him, I would have liked to have gotten 2 or 3 minutes on the floor at the end.
But he had sat all game.
So what?
So next game he's going to, that's not the way he.
Are you starting him the next game?
I don't know. But I give those guys credit because they're all, you know, the alpha dogs on their teams for the most part. And
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You got to check the ego at the door. Today we're playing Serbia. Okay, that means this. Next game we're playing South Sudan. That means this. So, good for them.
It's a weird place to be. I mean, I imagine having your bench so deep that you don't have to play. The guys don't make it on the floor. I thought about that too. I was like, who's replacing LeBron? Right? Who's replacing? If Embiid's starting, Durant came off the bench. I didn't see the beginning of the game, right?
First time, I think, in his Olympic career, came off the bench, I think.
Kevin Durant's coming off the bench.
Yeah, I know.
That just tells you how deep they are.
Well, right? And you've got good for Steve Kerr and his staff. Let's manipulate this roster to make it the best unit to play Serbia today. And next game, you know, whoever.
I thought at one point,
that's really good.
I looked at the bench and I'm like, wow, this is reunion week for LeBron and all of his old coaches. Ty Lue, Spoelstra.
That is kind of interesting, isn't it?
I'm like, oh, LeBron's not sitting. At one point in the beginning of the game, I was watching the offense, and LeBron was just kind of standing in one spot. And I'm like, you think anybody walks over to him and says, LeBron, man, you got to move if you want the ball. That ain't happening on that team.
You know, I don't know if you saw this leading up.
The other point I thought was Steph Curry made a long three early on. They were down 10-2 to start the game. And I was like, is anyone going to tell Steph Curry that that's a silly shot? Why would you take that? And then he buries it. I was like, oh, man, unbelievable.
I don't know if you saw this in the lead up to the Olympics, but Steve Kerr made the comment after going through practices with Team USA. He said, I was really impressed and kind of taken off guard, caught off guard with how hard LeBron practices. And he said, I went to Spoelstra and I said, hey, is this? And Spoelstra said, oh, yeah, every practice, every drill, every everything, always. And he looked at Ty Lue and Ty went, oh, same thing. Yep.
Wow. I wonder if he took Spoelstra's phone and took it away from him during one of the meetings.
Or if they just bumped into each other on the court.
You know what I forgot about, too, until I was watching a story on the women's team. I forgot that the women's team practiced here at Cleveland Clinic's courts during the Final Four.
WNBA All-Star team.
Yes. Do we need to bring that up?
No, I don't think we do.
If you want more of that, listen to Kevin Hart. He was killing them. He was killing him on that show. Just killing him.
It's great.
About who they left behind.
That's fabulous. Zach Meisel covers the Guardians for The Athletic. He'll be in Detroit covering a game. Maybe covering a trade? Maybe not. Zach's going to join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.